Southern African leaders began an emergency meeting today to discuss Zimbabwe's crisis, and Kenya stepped up African pressure for intervention. Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga told reporters that if the world does not act now, we will soon have a situation very similar to what we saw in Rwanda, referring to the 1994 genocide in which 800,000 people died.
Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who has withdrawn from the election because of violence against his supporters, today urged the United Nations to isolate President Robert Mugabe and called for a peacekeeping force. He returned to the Dutch embassy in the capital Harare today, where he had sought a refuge since Sunday after addressing a brief news conference at his home.
We spoke with Gunter Zimmermacher, the editor of South Africa's largest Catholic weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper, who told us that as the situation deteriorates, public outrage among Zimbabwe's neighbors begins to translate into calls for broader action.
The South African trade union movement, COSATU, which is in an official alliance with the ruling ANC, has said that it plans to mobilize a blockade of Zimbabwe in the northern province of Limpopo, which borders Zimbabwe. And COSATU also effectively called for what in Europe and the USA are known as targeted sanctions, whereby leaders of ZANU-PF and their families would be banned from entering the country. And even if that is not going to be formulated as an official government policy, and under Mr. Mbeki, of course, that seems to be unlikely, COSATU has said that its workers should effect such sanctions themselves by refusing to provide any services whatsoever to these leaders from Zimbabwe, going as far as saying they should not even be served a plate of food in a restaurant.
And staying with Zimbabwe, Southern African Catholic bishops issued a warning today to Robert Mugabe that the atrocities and barbarism of his ZANU-PF party are being documented. The bishops state that politically motivated violence, intimidation and torture have made a just and fair runoff presidential election virtually impossible. They add in their statement that Mugabe's actions and those of his generals, quote, wives, thug supporters and so-called war veterans are offensive in the eyes of God.
The bishops also condemn lack of international intervention, stating that we need to ask the question as to who is benefiting from the current crisis in Zimbabwe. We spoke to Cardinal Wilfred Napier, Archbishop of Durban and spokesperson of the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference.
One of the first things that we did after the elections and we got wind that there was this kind of intimidation. It was started off as intimidation, and then there was violence against those who either had voted for the MDC or who had been perceived to have favored the MDC as electoral officers and so on. Many of those people came down to South Africa, to Botswana, and to other countries to seek refuge. And it was from them, whenever we got any information that they had been the victims of such violence, we asked them to write out affidavits. So we've done something down here, and we know that there are other parties in Zimbabwe who are doing the same, notably the Catholic Church's Justice and Peace Commission. We have a virtual civil war already going on, except that it's a civil war that's been conducted by one side and there's hardly any violent or armed reaction from the other side.